Continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tefila Sarvis, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chaf Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take everything we were learning till now, and we spoke already about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go to the next step to speak about Sukkos, and show how Sukkos is a follow-up of Yom Kippur, especially. V'zeh b'chinas sukkah. This is all tied into the mitzvah of sukkah also. B'chinas anane kovoid. We know that the sukkah that we have is representative of, to remind us of the seven clouds that traveled with Bnei Yisrael throughout the time they were in the Midbar, b'schus Aharon HaKohen, shenimshach mi'oyer habitul shel Yom HaKippurim. We know that the light of sukkahs, which we see now is tied into these anane kovoid, comes from the light of the bitul that we experience on Yom Kippur, which we've spoken about elaborately. Shenemar boy, where it says on the Torah writes about Yom Kippur, Val yovoi b'chol eis el ha-kodesh, that Aharon HaKohen should not think that he could come whenever he wants into the Kodesh HaKodesh, into the Holy of Holies. Ki be'onon eroi el ha-kapoiris, because Hashem said, I will reveal myself in a cloud above the kapoiris, the covering of the aron, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And bezois yovoi Aharon HaKodesh, when Aharon HaKohen wants to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is how he does it. And the pasuk over there in the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois, which we read on Yom Kippur, defines all the prerequisites and all the requirements for the avodah on Yom Kippur. Umeanan HaKodesh Hazeh Asher Al HaKapoiris, Shenichnas L'shom HaKohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur. And it's from that cloud, that holy cloud, which was above the Kapoiris, where the Kohen Gadol entered into that sanctuary on Yom Kippur, Mishom Nimshach Bechinas Sukkah. That's where the Sukkah draws its light from, Bechinas Anane HaKovoid. Again, the Sukkah, which is in place of these special clouds, Shezoichin Yisroel Lichnois Bohem Achar Yom HaKippurim, whereby Klal Yisroel is Zoicha to enter into those clouds after Yom Kippur through the mitzvah of Sukkah, Halidei mitzvah Sukkah HaKdoisha, Shehu Bechinas Anane HaKovoid, Kemavur B'divrei Rabbi Senzach Navarcha, as is explained in the Gemara and throughout the Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a little depth on this topic of the Anane HaKovoid and the bridge between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Ki he'onon she'al ha-kapoires mishom nidbara shemisporach im Moshe. That cloud that was above the kapoires in the Holy of Holies, that's where Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from. U'mishom kibel kol ha-toira k'dosha. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu received all his Torah from there, from Hashem, in the cloud. K'moshe Kosov, as the Torah says clearly, U'bevoi Moshe el Oyel Moed, that when Moshe Rabbeinu would enter into the Oyel Moed, Vayishma es hakoil midaber elov mibein shnei hakruvim. He heard the voice of Hashem speaking to him from between the two kruvim. Vayedaber elov, and Hashem spoke to him. The Arizal says, by the way, that the words mibein shnei hakruvim are Roshe Tevois Moshe, to show again that that was where Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the source from which Moshe Rabbeinu received from. Mibein shnei hakruvim. That's where his nevuah, his most important nevuah, came from. And the Torah that he received. Ki ze ho'onon hakodosh ze bechinas vayoshes choshech sisroi svivoisov sukosoi cheshchasmaim. This holy cloud in which Hashem hid himself is the aspect of what the pasuk says in Tehillim, that kavyochel Hashem hides himself in a certain darkness and surrounds himself with this sukkah, which is associated with water, the waters of Torah, the waters of Das that come down. Ki machmas. So this pasuk mentions a few different aspects of what we're talking about. Kavyochel, the hiddenness of Hashem, and it mentions the sukkah and this hashpo of mayim, these meimei hadas. Ki machmas she'or ho'ein soif i'ef she'lekabloi machmas ribui oyer. Because of the fact that Hashem's infinite light is too bright for us to be able to receive directly from, because it would be too much for us. Alkein Hashem Yisborach bechazdoi histir oiro Yehoah in soif hagolo vanoiro b'soicha onon v'achoyshech. Therefore, Hashem hid His infinite light, this great awesome light, in a cloud, in a darkness, in a tzimtzum, bebchinas, as the pasuk says, yoshes choshech sisroi, that kavyochol Hashem's hiddenness is placed in this darkness. The cloud represents a darkness. Kedei shal yidei zeh ha'onon v'choshech yistzamtzem ho'er, so that inside of this cloud and darkness, Hashem's light will be constricted and contained, kedei sheyuchlu lekabloi b'hadrogo u'bemida, so that Klal Yisrael, or the tzaddik, should be able to receive from that light in a measured way, in a way that we can handle. V'zeh ha'onon v'choshech hu b'chinas shoymer, and this cloud, this darkness, also serves as a protection, as a casing, a protective casing for this great light, so that whoever isn't worthy, isn't qualified, should not be able to get at it, shouldn't have access to that light. This is why Hashem warned Aaron HaKohen. Don't take this lightly. You can't approach this kodesh whenever you want. V'loyomus, said you shouldn't die. Ki be'onon eroel kapoiris, but rather I will be seen in a cloud over the kapoiris. Upirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says over there, Sheloyomus kederech shemei subonov, so that Aaron HaKohen should not chas v'shalom die, or so that no Jew should die as the sons of Aaron HaKohen died, not of an Aviyu, shenichnesu lefnai v'lefnim sheloy b'reshus, when they entered inside the Holy of Holy without permission. Alkein sholto bohem sitra demoisa, and because they entered when they weren't supposed to, the Malach HaMovis, the Sitra de Moisa, was able to be shoylet on them, shenimshach v'nishtalshol mibchinas ha'onon v'choshech hazeh, which came from this cloud, this darkness, shemishom b'chinas dinim, kishe'ein yoidim eich lichlois l'shom. Whenever you have tzimtzum, whenever you have darkness, that's an aspect of din. And that din can be a positive din, a holy din, or that din can easily switch to being a knife, a sword, to kill, to be a midas hadin of the Malach HaMovis, to kill whoever tries to approach that kedusha illegally, in an irresponsible way. When a person doesn't know how to enter into there properly. Ki habitul el atachlis anal zebechinas arbo shenichnesu lepardes. Because Rav Nosson Zal says now, this bitul to the tachlis that we've been speaking about throughout this halacha, this is also tied into the four great rabbis in the Gemara, who the Gemara tells us that they entered into the pardes, meaning shenichnesu lemokoyim shenichnesu. They entered into where they entered. Verotzu lichloil ulehistakel boira in soif. They attempted to bring themselves into and to look at the infinite light of Hashem. Bechinas hatachlis, which we're referring to in this halacha as the tachlis, the top. Avol loyoyu kulam ruyim lize. But unfortunately, all of them were not equally qualified to do this. Alkein loyotzu misham b'shalom. Therefore, three out of the four did not leave with success. Ze hitzitz v'nifka, one of them, it says, looked at the light and was affected by it. Nifka means he was affected, he was harmed by it in a sense, where from that point on, they couldn't understand what he was saying. He would speak on such a high level that he couldn't be understood. He couldn't be metzamtzem the light well enough for people to be able to grasp it. So it seemed to them as if he was mentally ill, chas v'shalom. He was really speaking on a very high level, but he didn't have the ability to bring it down. V'zeh, and the second one, hitzitz umeis. He looked at the light, and his neshama left him. He was so affected, he couldn't bring it down. He couldn't come back with it. His neshama left him and decided to stay there. V'acher, and the third one, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who the Gemara refers to him as Acher, kitzeitz benetiois legamri. He went off the right path completely. He was poigim. He became an apikoiris, rachmona letzlan. Bilti Rabbi Akiva Levadoi. The only one was Rabbi Akiva, Shenichnas B'Sholoim, V'yotza B'Sholoim. Where the Gemara tells us he entered in peace and left in peace. No damage whatsoever, no harm, no negatives, no side effects. Ki Hashem Yisborach B'Atzmoi Hitziloi. Hashem himself saved Rabbi Akiva from any harm. Sheheshiv L'Malachi Ashoris. The Gemara tells us that when the Malachim wanted to harm him, Hashem said to the Malachim, Roy hu zokein ze sheishtamish b'chvoidi. This tzaddik, this rabbi is qualified to be part of my honor, my glory, my infinite light. Because one who is privileged to enter into this beetle, to the Oir Ein Sof, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the Pardes, with permission, where he's qualified, like Rabbi Akiva or others like him, Azai ze ha'onon v'achoshech hu toy v'gedoy leilov. Then this cloud, this darkness, is a tremendous benefit to him. Ki al yidei ha'onon v'achoshech hazeh shesovev Oir Ein Sof kanal, al yidei ze daiko hu zoche lehikolel ulehistakel bo Oir Ein Sof, ve'enoy nizbatel shom b'metzias. It's specifically because there is this protective cloud and darkness, this shield that's covering the light, that's what allows these tzaddikim to be zeche, to look at and to become part of that great light and not be blown away, not be nizbatel b'metzias, but rather they're able to come back. They're able to come back down to earth and bring back down with them what they're supposed to bring down with them. And then when the tzaddik is zeche to come back down from that high experience, from entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Paradis or whatever you want to call it, when he comes back down, he retains some of the light, a little bit, an imprint of that light. We call it the Oyer Horeshimu. Ki oir ho'ein soif nirsha mimenu reshima kedosha betoich he'onan ha'kodosh hazeh. Because the infinite light of Hashem leaves an imprint in that cloud, in that choshech, in that covering. Shesham daiko nitztayer v'nirsham oir ho'reshima shalor ein soif. Whereby there, that infinite light is formed, it takes on a form a little bit, an oir horeshimu, machmas ha'onon v'achoshech daiko, shubachinas tzimtzum, because of the fact that there is a vessel, there is a tzimtzum, there is a keli, there is a cloud, there is a darkness that can contain the light. Just like you have in fruits or vegetables, Hashem created them with a klipa around them. We know that we look at it, we say, this thing's in the way. Wouldn't it have been so much more convenient if we didn't have to peel those potatoes or peel those cucumbers or peel that orange? But reality, even on our level, we see that the minute the fruit is uncovered, right away it starts spoiling, it starts deteriorating, or flies get at it, or whatever it is. So the klipa ends up being a very important covering that maintains the freshness of that fruit and vegetables for days or weeks or months, where the moment that klipa is off, it's much harder to retain that freshness and everything. And again, all kinds of negative things can get at it, where the klipa is such an important item, you know, in a positive way. Ki bil odoi, because without that cloud, without that darkness, lo yohoyo yochel ha'oyer litztayer klal, the light would not be able to take on any form. It wouldn't be able to be usable at all to us, this infinite light from Hashem. V'alkein, kol hanavuos, v'chol ha'hasogos shel kol hanavim v'hachachomim, mekablim daiko derech ha'onon ha'kodosh hazeh. And this is why all the prophecies and all the understanding of Hashem, of the Nevi'im and the Chachomim, all of them got it via this holy cloud. K'may Shekosov, as it says in Tehillim, Be'amud Onon Yedaber Aleihem. We say it every Friday night. Hashem spoke to the Nevi'im, to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron HaKohen, and all the Nevi'im via this Amud He'onon. Kishom Daiko Nitztayer V'nir Sham Oyer Hoshimu, because there, this imprint of the infinite light of Hashem takes on some degree of form, shemishom kol hasagosam, and that's where the chachamim, the great tzaddikim, are able to have access to hasagas elokus. Kimishom Iker Kabbalah Satorah Vanavua. That's where the Iker Kabbalah Satorah and Nevuah comes from. Via that Onon, via that Choshech, via that Simtzum. V'Yisroel Am Kodosh Bechlolius. Now, Rav Nosson, so this is all fine and dandy for these great tzaddikim. What does this have to do with me? Now, Rav Nosson Zal brings it down to us. V'Yisroel Am Kodosh, the entire Klal Yisroel Bechlolius, Zoichin B'Yom HaKippurim Lehikolel Ulezbatel Boirein Soif B'Yom HaKippurim Al Yidei HaKohen HaGadol Shenichnas B'Shlichusam Lefnai V'Lefnim Kanal. All of Klal Yisroel is Zoicha on Yom Kippur to become part of this infinite light of Hashem via the Kohen Gadol, who enters into the Holy of Holy as a shliach of Klal Yisroel. He's a shliach tzibur. Vazai me'oir horeshimu agdoshe shenetztayra b'seich onan hakodosh. And then, as a result of that light that's retained in that onon, in that holy cloud over the kapoiris, zoichen lebechinas kabolas haluches b'yom hakippurim. All of Klal Yisroel was zeicha to receive that second set of luchos on Yom Kippur, shehi klal haTorah kanal, which is a composite. It's representative of the entire Torah. Vazai zeichin achar Yom Kippurim sheyumshach al Klal Yisroel bechinas heonon hakodesh hazeh, and then we're zeicha after Yom Kippur that this holy cloud connects with us. Shezeo Bechinas Sukkah. This is the mitzvah of Sukkah. She Bechinas Anane Kovoid, where the Gemara tells us the 7 days of Sukkah, that's our kesher to the seven holy clouds. Shenim Shochem Mishom, which come from that Onon HaKodosh, Amekapoiris. Vayidei Hu Anane HaKovoid Hoelu Bechinas Sukkah, Ayidei Zeh, Mamshichem Aleim, Oyer HaSogas HaToyro, Me Oyer HaRashimu HaKdosho, Bechol Shivas Yimei HaSukkahs. And that's how Klal Yisrael receives the Oyer HaSogas Torah, Hasugas Alakus, from that Rishimu throughout the 7 days of Sukkos. We receive Moichin. The Arizal uses the words Moichin. Rav Nosson Zal uses the word Oira Torah, Hasugas Alakus. Ad Shezechin Bishminat Seres Vesimchas Torah, Lekabel Hasugas HaTorah Bishleimus. Till finally, the grand finale is on Shminat Seres Simchas Torah, when we're Zeche to make the Siyam on the Torah. That's when we complete the Torah, Ula Haschila, and we start it again. V'lesmoyach b'simchos, and that's when we're zeicha to really join in the simchas haTorah. Ki oz zeichin lebchinas kabbalas haTorah b'shleimus, because it's on Shmini Atzeres and simchas Torah that we're zeicha to the second seal. Yom Kippur is a chosam. Shmini Atzeres is chosam b'toy chosam. That's the second seal. That's the shleimus of kabbalas haTorah. Al yedei shezochinu b'chol shivas yimei asukah lekabel oyer horeshimu shehi shoyresh haTorah al yedei anani yakov v'chinim shchol eino al yedei asukah kedosha. Through the fact that we celebrated this 7 day holiday of Sukkos, and each and every single day we were zeicha to receive some light from that oyer horeshimu, which is the shoyresh haTorah, via these anani yakov that are with us during these 7 days through the mitzvah sukkah. V'ze bechinas hashiva ushpizin iloin kadishin shem hashiva royim shenechnosin l'toich hasukkah. Now we could understand the meaningfulness of these seven great heavenly guests, the seven tzaddikim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Shani, Yosef, and David, who join us in the sukkah, these seven shepherds that join us in the sukkah during these 7 days. Sheheim Avram Yitzchak Yaakov etc. Kielu hashiva royim heim bechinas klolius kol hatzadikim shebechol doer. These seven shepherds are representative of all the tzadikim of all generations. Shal yodom ikara hamshochas hisgalus elakusa boilam. And we know that it's these tzadikim in every generation, it's through them that Hashem reveals himself to Klal Yisrael. They're the ones who bring Hashem to Klal Yisrael in all generations. Shenimshach me'oyer horeshimu shelabitul shezoichen hatzadikim knal. The hisgalus elakus that Klal Yisrael receives, they get it via the bitul of the great tzaddikim. Those great tzaddikim, when they do their bitul to Torah and Soif, and when they come back down, they bring with them Torah, and that's what they teach to Klal Yisrael. That's what they're mashpir to Klal Yisrael. Ki kol echod mi'ashiva royim anal, kol echod tikein v'himshich v'gilo mido kedosha achad mi'midos av yisborach. We know that each one of these seven shepherds was zeche to be mesakein and to draw and reveal into the world one of Hashem's special midos. Avram Avinu Chesed, Yitzchak Gevura, and so on and so forth. which they received from that Oyer Horashimu, Shal Yidei Midois Elu Iker Hizgalus Elokusius Baruch. And we know that it's through these Midois of Hashem, that's how Hashem's light is revealed to the, is brought to the world. The Baal Shem Tov says, if I'm not mistaken, Zeh Hashar Hashem, Tzadikim Yavoyu Voy, that the gateway that leads to Hashem, what is the gateway? The Tikkuni Zohar says the word Hashar is the letters Choeser. It's these 10 Midois, Keser, Chochmo, Bino, Chesur, that's the gateway that leads to Hashem. That's what connects us to Hashem. That's how we're zochet to see Hashem, Kav Yochel, through those Midois. Ki bebechinas habitul anal shom hula mala mikol amidos mikol asfiras kanal. Because the beetle, the light that a person connects to when he's going through the beetle, that's above all the midos, above all the spheros, as we explained earlier. It's only when we're coming back down from the beetle, bebechinas voshoiv, mekablin oyer horashimonal. That's when we're able to receive the light of the imprint of the beetle, the light in the cloud, as we said, the light in the tzimtzum. Mishom maschilin hizgalus hamidois vasfirois. That's where there begins the revelation of Hashem's light in the midois, in the spheros, shehim klal kol ha-toira, which are a composite of the entire Torah, klal kol ha-shemois ha-kdoshim, this is the concept of the whole Torah and all of Hashem's holy names, klolius kol ha-olamois, this is all the worlds, which are all an extension of that oyer ein sof. Shal yodom ikar hizgalus elokus yisborach. And it's through them that Hashem is revealed. Hashem is revealed through the Torah, through his names, through the midos, etc. V'ho'ovois hakdoshim kol echod zocho lebchinas bitul at shezocho achar kach halidei horashimu shehimshech kishechozor me'abitul lesakein ulegalois mido achas mimidos yisborach. And each one of these Tzadikim, each one of these seven shepherds was zoiche to this beetle, and they were zoiche from the reshimu that they received after coming back down from the beetle to be mesakein and reveal one of the seven midos. Dehainu, for example, Avram tikein vegil alide reshimu shaloi shem shehayde beetle shaloi ayde ze tikein vegil abchinas midas hachesed. Avram Avinu, by being mesakein and revealing from the Oyer HaRishimu that he had, from his beetle, he was mesakein and revealed a midas hachesed. V'chein Yitzchok, midas hapachad. And Yitzchok was mesakein the mid of pachad, fear, yira, gvura. Yira is bigimatria gvura. V'chein Yaakov, midas hateferes. And Yaakov Avinu was mesakein the mid of teferes. V'chulu, etc., etc. Ki kol elu hashiva midos shem klal hakoil kanal kulam nimshochim me'oyer harashimu shem shichu atzadikim anal aydei b'chinas bitulam. Because these seven midos, which summarize everything, like the full spectrum of kedusha, all of them are an extension of the oyer harashimu that these tzadikim was zocheh to draw through their bitul. We know that the Torah is referred to as seven. Chotzvo Amudeho Shiva, the seven pillars of the Torah. You have seven Chumashim, because we know that Chumash Bamidbar is split into three. You have that paragraph Vayihi Bin Soya that has the two upside nuns on both sides of it. That's considered like a separate sefer in a sense. So you have Bereshis is one, Shmois is two, Vayikra is three, Bamidbar is 4, 5, 6. And Dvorim is seven. Those seven chumashim corresponding to these seven midos of Hashem. And tefillah, sheva bayoyim hilal ticha, the pasuk says, I praise Hashem seven times. The seven brachos that surround the Shema. You know, in the evening you have two and two, and in the morning you have two and one. V'alkein b'chag ha-sukos ha-kodosh shanu oiskim laham shecholenu oyer horshimu ha-kdosha al yidei ho-anoni ha-kovoid. And therefore, on the holy holiday of Sukkot, when we're involved in drawing this Oyer HaRishimu via the Anane Kovoid, whereby this Shorishimu Azois Meir Aleinu Aidei Abitul Shezachinu B'Yom HaKippurim, whereby this Rishimu is shining on us as a result of the Beetle that we were Zechet to on Yom Kippur, by going through the five Inuyim, the fasting and all the different abstentions, where we made ourselves like angels. You know, we detached ourselves from the physical world. על כן, עוז נכנוסן אצלנו לתוך הסוג הקדושה, שבחין הסנני הקובעית, נכנוסן לסוך על כל השברויים. Now I could understand why on Sukkos, at this time, when we're receiving, you know, from that Rishim Urabitul, that's when these seven shepherds enter into the Sukkah, together with the light from the seven clouds, the Anani HaKovoid, Sha'al Yodom Iker Hamshochas Oyer Horashim Waktoisha. And it's via those clouds, and via those seven tzaddikim, that we receive from the Oyer Horashimu. Shaideze Iker Hizgalus Elikus. This is the true revelation of Hashem, Shenizgale Al Yodom Boilam, which is revealed through the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are the ones who broadcast Hashem to the world from the Oyer Horashimu of their bitul. Question one, what was unique about Rabbi Akiva that he succeeded where these other great giants failed? I would hesitate to answer that just like this. One quality that we know that we have that set him even above his own rabbi, for example. The Gemara tells a story once that Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol, the Jews had a terrible situation, there was no rain for a long time, and Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol was sent to Daven, to lead the tefillah, and the rain didn't come. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva went up to lead the tefillah, and the rain came right away. So the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol's wife, who knew him better than most people, she knew very well what an incredible tzaddik he was. She said, "What's going on here? I know that you are a very great tzaddik. How could it be that your tefillah wasn't answered immediately and his was? He's your student." Rabbi Eliezer said, "What can I do? He has one quality which Hashem responds to immediately. He's a mavir al midoisav," which means that even when somebody wrongs him, even when he would be perfectly justified in punishing someone or blasting someone or striking back at someone, he puts his head down, he bends down, and that quality of Mavir al Midoisav elevates a person in an incredible way. That's one of the awesome qualities that Rabbi Akiva had. We know his Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. He left his house for 24 years, right after getting married, newlywed. We talk about Shana Rishina. Rabbi Akiva left home for 24 years, to teach Torah with Mesiras Nefesh. And he was zecher to raise 24,000 Talmidim. And even when all of them destroyed themselves, Rachmon Elslan, because they weren't zecher to the proper tzimtzum, they weren't zecher to have the proper ahav and achdus between them, Rabbi Akiva didn't give up. He started all over again, and he taught five Talmidim who were the foundation of Klal Yisrael, among them Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and the other awesome tzaddikim. He is mamish the yisoid of all of Klal Yisrael. The question was, what set Rabbi Akiva apart from all of these other tzaddikim? And we said possibly the fact that he was mavir al midoisav to such made it that this midas hagvura, this tzimtzum, the light couldn't harm him. He had the all shleimus hamidois to be able to receive the light in a constructive way. The question that was asked was about we spoke about earlier about the klipa surrounding the fruit and how it's a positive thing in some ways. Regarding klipos, they're not all the same. Just on the most basic level, there are two types of klipa. There's a type of klipa that's referred to as all bad, that needs to be destroyed and eliminated. For example, the seven nations that were in Eretz Yisrael before Bnei Yisrael, where Hashem said, wipe them out completely. No trace. They symbolize this Ra Gomor that needs to be destroyed in many cases. There's another type of klipa, which is referred to as Toivora, Klipas Noiga, it's called sometimes, which is good and bad, where there we're told that the Iker Shlemus of the Kedusha is only after the klipas noiga is nistakin, where a person works at separating the good from the bad in noiga, being able to discard the bad and retain the good. So there is this concept among klipa, even, of good and bad, and there's an aspect of good that's very critical, and the shleimus of kedusha is only when that's been brought into the kedusha. the Anani HaKovoid represent just like the when the Yecheskel Navi spoke about his vision that he saw Onan Godoil Eish Mislakachas Ruach Zora, but then it says he saw a Noiga Lo Soviv. Noiga is like a twilight. It would seem that these Anani HaKovoid are similar in concept. I wouldn't say it's a similar concept of a darkness that's a tzimtzum of Kiddush, that's Letoiva. That it's impart. Were it not for that, the light would blow us away. The light would be blinding. The question is, are these always together? The Kedusha, Klipas Noig, and the others? I don't know about always, but there are many examples of it. Rav Nosson Zalman Likutei Halachos gives us many examples. One example is Shabbos, Tosfos Shabbos, and Yemei HaChol. You have Shabbos, which is Kedusha. You have the weekdays, which are Chol, Avdus, Sitra Achra, and you have the borderline, which is where you're able to take part of Friday and Sunday and turn it into Shabbos. You're able to light candles early, to keep Shabbos late, and thereby take part of the weekday and bring it into Kedusha. That part of the weekday that you're able to do is Noiga. A person would say, this is a great idea. I'm going to light candles on Tuesday. No, some guy's cute. He's adding an hour to Shabbos half hour. I'll add 20 hours. If a person lights candles on Tuesday, it's bracha levatola. It's chil Hashem. They're disgracing Hashem's name by saying baruch atu Hashem al kamacham asher kitshonam esloisa tzvonu lahadlik neir shel Shabbos. That's trying to bring the kedusha, in a place you can't. V'alkein mikroim royim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to answer an incredible question. Out of all the different titles to give to the greatest tzaddikim of all time, the leaders of class of all time, we call them shepherds. It's cute, but let's get serious. Out of all the titles, why this? Rav Nosson Zal says that chapter 65 in Likutei Moran gives you that answer perfectly. There, Rabbeinu Zal shows us that Klal Yisrael is a field, that the neshamos are all a field. It's a sodeh elyon, it's a holy field. V'al kein nikroim royim, ki elu hatzadikim hanoiroim, heim heim b'chinas balei hasodeh, because these awesome tzaddikim, these seven greatest leaders of all time, they are the balei hasodeh, the masters of the field that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. She'oiskin l'sakein hasodeh elyon anal, they're involved in the tikkun of the heavenly field, the spiritual field. She'ikar tikkun alidei b'chinas habitul v'estaklas el atachlis, k'muvan b'toranal, whereby Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, chapter 65 in the first half of the Likutei Moran, that the tikkun of that field is dependent on this beetle and histaklus elatachlus. Now you can understand why they're called shepherds. They are the shepherds who tend to this heavenly field. Because just like a physical shepherd in this world, where is his work? Out in the fields, in the pastures. That's his arena. So too the great tzaddikim, they are shepherds in the heavenly field. They are the masters of the field who are involved in the tikkun of the heavenly field through their beetle to the tachlis. Now you could understand why this was not coincidence that the leaders of Klal Yisrael were all shepherds on a physical level. Because this is a known fact in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, shehasodeh hatachtoin hu dugmas hasodeh elyono, that the physical field below, the grasses and the trees and the plants and all of that, is an image of the heavenly sodeh, the sodeh elyono, the chakal tapuch and kadishin, the heavenly fields. V'chol ho'asabim v'atzmochim v'siach hasodeh kulam heim nitzoytzei neshamo yisel yoinois. And the grasses and the plants and the produce that grows in the fields, all of them have in them sparks of heavenly souls. V'ho'ovois b'hiyoisam royim basodeh, and the ovois haktoishim, And Dovid HaMelech, all the great Moshe Rabbeinu, when they were tending to the fields, when they were shepherds, hoyu misaknimis hasode b'sharoshu elyoina, they were involved in the tikkun of the soda on the highest levels. Kihem bale hasodo ho elyoinanal. They are the masters of the field. They are the ones who Hashem designates to be his shepherds, to tend to his flocks and to tend to his pastures and fields. Next, Chavdalit, paragraph Chavdalit. V'zeh b'chinas arbo aminim sheloikchem b'sukkos. Now you'll understand why the climax of Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkos is, now we take these four dalit minim, the Esroig, the Lulav, the Hadassim, and Arovois. Ubom onu smeichim lefonav yisborach. And with these things in our hands, with these dalit minim in our hands, we rejoice before Hashem. As the pasuk says, "Ulekachtem lochem bayoyim harishon, priyet sodor vekapos tmorim ve'arve hadasan ve'arve nachal, usemachtem lefnei Hashem alekechem." You will rejoice before Hashem with these. You'll enjoy Hashem. Ki achshov anomarin koychenu ma shepalnu b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, because now we're showing our success, our power, what we achieved on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Shezochinu al yidei kol ha-tikunim anal lesakenes ha-tfila. Through all the tikunim of Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yom Tshuva Yom Kippur, what were we zeicha to do? We were zeicha to perfect the tefila. Dehainu la'asos echod mikol ha-tfila, which means being able to make one out of the entire tefila, as we explained earlier. That even when we're at the end of the tefillah, we're still holding on to the beginning. It's all one big oneness. Shekol zehu b'chinas tikkun hasodo el yoinanal kemavoy arshom. This is all the concept of the tikkun of the great field that Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran. Shekisha odom oimed lispalel. Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there that when a Jew gets up to daven, he's actually walking in the heavenly field. And each word of tefillah that he's saying, he's picking up a beautiful flower, a beautiful plant, a leaf. And he's preparing an exquisite bouquet for Hashem. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'hayoytzei mishom, and what Rabbeinu Zal comes out from there, shekol zman she'ein zoichen l'stakel al ha'tachle shubchina sabitul anal, ein ha'tfila misukenes b'shleimus. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the physical world that we're living in is not a place of oneness. This world is a place of divisiveness. The Gemara tells us that for good you make this kind of bracha, for bad you make that kind of bracha. So the Gemara tells us that there's good and bad, right and left in this world. And the pasuk says, "Bayoyim hahu yiyeh Hashem echod ushmo echod." In the future, in Olam Haba, there Hashem will be one and His name will be one. So Rabbeinu Zal says to us, so if that's the case, if a person is davening in this world, we can understand why his tefillah is one big mess, because he's davening in this place of divisiveness. It's all, there is no, in this world, there isn't really oneness. At best, at minimum, there's two. And therefore, a person finds that when he starts davening, he says something and then he gets lost. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, the secret of being able to make one out of your tefillah is by connecting with that oneness, by being able to close your eyes and detach yourself to this physical world that you're in and take yourself upstairs. Go to that place of oneness, that place of Olam Haba, that Tachlis, where it's Kulay Toiv, where it's Kulay Echot. And if you connect to that place, then you'll be able to make one out of your whole tefillah. Ki ein hadibur meiniach es hanefesh leilech lahalin yoiser ulalakeit asabim uprochim utzmochim niflam yasode. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when a person starts davening and he spits out that first word baruch and he wants to go to the next word ato, baruch doesn't want to let him do it. Baruch doesn't want to leave. Baruch is attached to his nefesh. We know that the words come from the nefesh. It's a pasuk, nafshi yotza bedabroi. My nefesh comes out in my words. Hishtapchus hanefesh, outpouring of the nefesh. So when that word baruch comes out, as it's coming out while it's still attached to the nefesh, it don't want to let go. It wants to hold on, and it doesn't want to let the nefesh continue on to the next word. Ve'ikra ha'tikun alidei istaklis ala tachlis. And the main tikun of tefillah is only when a Jew is zoicha to be able to look up, up, up to that place of oneness, that tachlis, and to connect there, shayidei zeh oisin echot mikol ha'tefillah. That enables that Jew to be in a place where he's able to make one out of his entire tefillah. And then the person is zoicha to the real perfection of tefillah. Then he's able to walk with his tefillah in that heavenly field and pick beautiful roses and flowers and everything through his holy words of tefillah, and to make one out of them, to make a beautiful oneness out of all of them. V'zeh b'chinas arbo minim hagdoshim v'hanoiroim. Now you could understand the secret of the Dalet minim, these holy, awesome minim. Shekulam heminei tzmochim. They are plants, they are trees, they are things that grow in fields. Shehatoyra gdoisha tzivsalonu likach bimei chagasukos elo arbo minim mitzimche hasode. The Torah has commanded us, instructed us on these special days of Sukkos to take these dalet minim from that come from the fields. Shehein bechinas klolius hatfilah. They represent the totality of tefillah. Klolius haneshamois hakdoshes. They represent the totality of all neshamois of Klal Yisrael. Shein bechinas siach hasode. We know that all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are referred to as the grasses and plants of the fields. Rabbein Azal quotes a pasuk, Revovo ketzemach hasode nesaticho. Hashem says, I've made you plentiful like the vegetation in the fields. Ubozeh shanu loichim elu harba mina mitzimche asode. Bozeh onumarim goydel koichenu mashepalnu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. By us taking these dalet minim into our hands, which come from the fields, by this we're showing the great accomplishment that we achieved on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shezochinu aydei b'chinas bitul anal lesakein es hatfila. That through the bitul that we achieved in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we were zoichet to the complete tikkun hatfila. Ad shanu yecholim lekabetz ulalakeit b'yodeinu tzmochim nifloim miasod elyoin, which enables us to gather up from the heavenly field every kind of vegetation in the world. These four are representative of the 4 trillion different types of plants and leaves. What gives you the right to say that? Watch this. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shezeo b'chinas kol ha'arbo aminim shehim klolius kol hatzimche asod ha'bigdusha. These dalet minim are representative of all the different possible type of plants in existence and everything. Why? Ki kol elu ha'arbo aminim heim klulim kol haneshamos shegedelim basodanal, because these 4 minim are representative of all the different types of neshamos that grow in that heavenly field. Ukamosham razal, as the Gemara tells us, shoharba minim heim bechinas kol hakitos sheyesh benishmos Yisrael. These dalet minim are representative of all the different types of Jews, all the different classes of Jews that there are in Klal Yisrael. Shehim bechinas tzadikim, sheyesh behem Torah u'maisim toivim. You have category 1, which is the tzadikim, who excel in both Torah and maisim toivim. Shehim bechinas balei reach votam. They symbolize those who have good smell and good taste. That's the Esrik tree, which smells good and also has delicious fruit, the fruit, the estragon, which is something edible. Lemon, we can put it in our salads and our tea. Bechinas esroi. V'yesh balei reach v'loi tam. And the Gemara says there are some tzadikim that are outstanding in Torah but lacking in maisim toivim. Or there are some that specialize in maisim toivim but aren't as strong in Torah. Those are the hadasim and the lulavim. The hadas has smell but no taste. The lulav tree has taste, it has the dates that grow on it, but no smell. Bechinas hodos, ubalei tam v'loi reach, bechinas lulav, kapas morim. V'yesh, shein behem loi tam v'loi reach. And there are those Jews, there are those neshamas that have no smell and no taste, meaning they're far from Torah and they're far from mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Shehem poishei Yisrael. This refers to the worst sinners of Klal Yisrael. Shehem bechinas arvei nachal. They're represented by the aravos. No taste, no smell. Nimtza, sheho arbo minim elu, klulim mikol hakitois shel Klal Yisrael. So that these dalet minim are representative of all the different classes, mamish from top to bottom, of all of Klal Yisrael. Shehem klal kol haneshamois, which is the totality of all the different souls. And this is why they all are part of the planned kingdom. Because the souls are what grow in the heavenly field. That's the picture that Rabbein Azal paints for us in Torah Samachayim Likut Imran. And the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh speak about this holy field of Hashem. And by us gathering together these dalet minim that come from the field, to the point where we're zoche to gather together representation from all the different vegetation, which we gather up together, when a person is zoche to tefila b'shleimus, shehim b'chinas elu harbo minim akdoshim, shekulim b'chinas simcha yasod elyoina. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekosu b'zohar HaKadosh. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh says. Man notzach. Who is victorious? Who has won the war? Man de ochid mane krova biyadoyu. The one who holds his weapons in his hands. What are the weapons? The lulav, the rifle. The esrei, the adas maros, the grenades, the rifle, the grenades. Those are our weapons, the Zohar HaKadosh says. Shehem hu arbo minim akdoshim. Ki ikar nitzochin hamelchomo, shenitzachnu biyom hakipurim, nikar v'nizgal alidei arbo minim akdoshim. Because the main victory and success that we experienced, that we won the war on Yom Kippur, is reflected in these dalet minim, shehem b'chinas klolius tzimchei ased elyoina, which are representative of the entire heavenly field. Sheze ikar b'chinas tikun atfila shepa'alnu ayidei habitul shel Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur kanal. And this is the main tikun hatfila, which we accomplished through the bitul that we were zocher to have on Rosh Hashanah and through Yom Kippur. In the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to get even more specific. Now, why do we take the Dalet Minim specifically during Hallel? Because Hallel is Shleimus HaTfilah. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain and expound and elaborate and beautify much more on this, and then go into the Simchas Beis HaShieva and why we hold the Dalet Minim in our hands and Hoshana Rabbah. He's got still incredible things to come. Mitzvah Shem.